Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. With me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you, Russell?
G'day, Neil. Nice to be on again.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Look, we're still talking about the virus, aren't we?
Yes, we are. But my tip is we won't be for too much longer. I think we're approaching the peak infection level.
Okay, what is giving you that indication and that idea?
Well, there are signs in the latest figures in Australia. On some days recently, the number of new cases reported in some states have been less than the previous day. That suggests the numbers are topping out. If we assume that people who contracted the disease 2 to 3 weeks ago are recovering steadily, then the total numbers actually infected right now who haven't recovered yet are probably near their peak.
So you think the situation is close to its worst right now?
Yes, I do. It takes 5.8 days on average from the time someone is exposed to the virus to when they show symptoms, let's say 6 days. Now, if you look at the number of people diagnosed with the disease in Australia so far, on Monday night, it was 4,202 people. Now, the number of new cases on Monday was 238. We know there's only 6 days' worth of infected people who aren't showing symptoms yet. So if that number was 238 each day going forward, that'd be over 6 days, a bit over 1,400 people.
Yeah.
Now, that's only about one-third of the 4,200 infected. And those 4,200 are recovering in big numbers every day. People recover, the infection goes away in around 10 to 12 days on average after people show symptoms. So the total infections look like falling.
Yeah, it sounds very logical. It takes a little bit of mental gymnastics to absorb those numbers, but it does seem to make sense.
All right. Yeah, well, another way to think about it is this. If there's 238 new cases every day going forward, then it would take 17 days for the current number of cases to double. But in that 17 days, almost all of the current 4,200 cases on the books now would have recovered. So at the current new infection rate, there aren't enough new cases coming in each day to keep the total number up where it is now.
Okay, it sounds like the severe restrictions we have on our lives are working. They're slowing the spread of the virus.
Yes, I think they have worked very well, Neil. It is possible there could be some unexpected sudden spike in cases, but that seems unlikely. The social distancing and all the minimisation of contacts between people make it near impossible for the virus to get a run on.
Yeah, I follow you there, Russell. It does sound like a bold prediction that we're near the peak and the virus is about to start fading away into history.
Yes, it is a bold prediction, but it's based on the numbers. The health experts aren't saying it because they want to make sure the virus doesn't get a hold on again. And the sensational media aren't saying it because they prefer to report the alarming aspects, of course.
Yeah, but the restrictions are having a massive impact on the economy and jobs. And it would be good if that turns out to be a lot shorter in its run than all reports so far have been saying.
Yes, it certainly would. And I'm not saying that the virus will be gone in a couple of weeks. I think it will be on the wane in Australia from probably next week onwards. But it will take several months to fade away entirely. And we'll still need to have some, you know, quite serious restrictions to make sure that it doesn't come back.
Okay, so if the virus is peaking, the financial markets are likely to start recovering soon. Let's hope so. Share prices will then rise, and I suppose now's the time investors should be buying?
Yes, there are bargains galore in the share market. You can buy just about any company at a big discount to what it used to be. If you are a long-term investor, say 2 or 3 years or longer, you will do very well. If you don't know what shares to buy or how to do it, managed funds investing in shares are also buying into the bargains now. And so they're just as effective a means. Speak to any financial advisor about what the options are.
Thank you, Russell.
Thanks very much.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, Australian Financial Services licence holder, doing the maths on COVID-19 this morning. You're on Triple M.